It's easy to fall prey to the incessant alarm bells of our media looking for the hook 24/7. The Ebola scare seems to have subsided after a month's frenzy. Last time I looked, we had 2 cases in this country of 350 million people. Not a statistically significant number, really, but enough apparently to bring the pundits to full boil and generate a clamor to close the borders. We have the Islamic State chopping heads off captives and burning folks alive. Great stuff for the purveyors of panic, but so far we don't have one single case on our own shores. This week we get the report that the measles epidemic, the disease we thought we eradicated, is sweeping the country from its launch site in Disneyland. Now, I don't blame Walt or even Mickey for this outbreak. We'll let the liability attorneys ascribe blame and monetary redress. But I do blame the news media for fanning the flames. Of course, now we got endless public debates on vaccines and vaccinations. You know we're in trouble when the politicians weigh in. Usually they'll tell you, I'm not a scientist, but I think there's serious people who question the roundness of the planet. This time they're not even starting out with the I'm not a doctor before they start playing one on TV. I mean, it's not like Walt had a kiddie fun ride on giant flying syringes called Infection World. Just bad luck. For his stockholders, anyway. Put the quarantine sign up and lock the gate. Yesterday we were told there were 4 verified cases at this state alone, and 140 more across the land of the brave and home of the free. The sky is falling, the boy is calling wolf, the enemy's at the door. One doctor interviewed said the contagion rate was 90% certain if you were in the same airspace as the infected. 90%. He was standing in what looked like a plastic greenhouse with an enclosed airspace in the parking lot next to a hospital emergency room where newly arrived victims could be diagnosed and hustled into the ER. 90% of those exposed non-inoculated yahoos are going to catch measles. The doc's greenhouse was empty right then, not much activity, although he looked prepared for the coming hordes. 4 already. I know, doesn't sound like a lot. Actually, seems kind of small. All I can say is he better hurry it up. The press can't wait around because they know, even if we don't, the next crisis is just around the corner, already rearing its ugly head.
Look out.